loving fire that he's changed.
Yes.
All the love that he's showing them, all the work that he's done, nothing that man has done. Lord, we thank you for these brothers and sisters there that you've been with us. Lord, we thank you for the work and framework they've done. Lord, we thank you for all the things. Lord, the staff that you see shining in his time, and he's filling us with good life, and seeing the story of what he's done to you. And Lord, give you all the time, all the praise, and all the praise, and give you the
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. All right, let's use worship. Okay. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice, let the people be glad that our God reigns. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice, let the people be glad. All his enemies, the hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice. Righteousness, the people see his glory. For you, O Lord, are exalted over all the earth, over all the earth. The Lord reigns, the Lord reigns, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice, let the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad that our God reigns.
The Lord reigns.
The Lord reigns.
Yes.
The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Let the earth rejoice. Let the people be glad. God. I am a friend of God.
friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend.
God Almighty,
God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. You call me friend.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of your voice you have led me through the fire. In the darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life, you have been faithful.
Yes, you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Your goodness is running out. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. All my All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life, oh, he is my song. You are good, good, oh, 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 let the King. Let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves, oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days, oh, he is my song. You are good. Good, oh, you are good, good, oh, you are good, good, oh, you are good, good, oh, you. Never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. Never gonna let me down. You're and the night is holding on to me. God is holding on. God is holding on. You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, yes, I'll stand in awe of you. And I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so simplest of all love songs I want to bring to you. So I'll let my words be few. Jesus, I am so I'll stand in awe of you. Jesus, yes, I'll stand in awe of you. And I'll let my Jesus, I am so in love with you, and I'll stand, and I'll stand in awe of you. Jesus, and I'll stand in awe. Jesus, I am so in love. Jesus, I am so in love. Jesus, I am so in love with you.
Father, thank you that you're worthy of our praise and that you inhabit the praises of your people. Holy Spirit, make our hearts more and more in love with you. That's our desire, is to lift you high and to glorify you and magnify you and worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father, I just ask that you take the message that you gave Pastor, let it leave his mouth and enter our hearts and minds, and do with it in us as we need. Let us be enveloped by your Holy Spirit today, Lord. We praise you and I thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Now, there we go. It was a joy having the Mississippi group with us last week, and I realized that I was picking up on some of their drawl and lingo when somebody said, "What'd you say?" And so I remember when I first got here, I had such a twang that nobody could understand what I was saying. I think they thought I was speaking in tongues or something. And I had to change my way of speaking so that people could at least somehow interpret what I was saying. So anyway, it was fun hanging out with those guys this week. And again, what a blessing they were for us as a congregation. I don't know if I told you or not, but we had a bid to paint the church. And it was a $30,000 bid. And so they saved us probably $28,000. Okay, so praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that. We're still, so I think this is the last sermon on worship. I think. I always want to just make sure I don't usurp what God wants to do. Sometimes he surprises me. So this is the last one on worship. And I told you at the beginning, what I would like for this church to be is a church who worships, a church who shows their affection to the Lord. We shared with you what worship means, and it means to bow down, to kiss toward. And when we worship him in spirit and in truth, what actually takes place is we're just showing our affection to the Lord. It's okay. It's easier to do that in a congregation than it is individually, especially when things are not going as well as you thought they might, or as well as you had hoped they would. But we are to worship the Lord even when the bottom falls out, even during the storm, and that's easier said than done. We're more apt to give praise to the Lord when things are going well than when they're not going so well and life throws us a curve. And it takes intentionality to do that. You have to be on your ball game in order to be able to, even in the midst of trials, tribulations, difficulties, to be able to praise the Lord. You have to have a new mindset in order to do that. Now, there's a few passages of scripture that I want to encourage you with. In Psalms 34:1 says, "I will praise the Lord at all times." Say all times. Now, why don't you stand with me as we read these few passages of scripture? And then Philippians 4:6, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done." Pray about everything and thank him for what he has done. Matt had to remind me of this passage of scripture this week. I get busy, I get going, and I get anxious. I'm not going to get it all done. And I said, "Matt, we got to move." He said, "Be anxious for nothing." Thank you for the reminder, Matt. And I was revved up And so thanks, Matt, for that. We need to remind each other, right? Settle back. Don't be anxious. Give thanks to the Lord for all things. Just be still. Another passage of scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always. Say rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hebrews 13, 15. Therefore, by him, let us continually, say continually, offer a sacrifice of praise to God. Because this is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to him. In Colossians 3, 17, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So in everything we do, in every praise we offer, in every, no matter what you get into, let's give thanks and praise to the Lord and let it be a fruit of our lips and show our affection to the Lord. I want that to be something that I do in my own personal life, and I want that to be the heart of our church as well. Father, I come before you today. Just want to thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Lord, you know our hearts. You know the needs of every person here. You know the needs of those who are watching through Zoom. And God, I pray you'd touch each one right now with your spirit. Give a kiss as we kiss you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. So why is it important that we give praise and honor and glory and show our affection and love to the Lord even in difficult times? Well, one of the reasons is that it shows our faith toward the Lord. So even when the finances are not what you want them to be, praise the Lord. Even when sickness comes upon you, praise the Lord. Even when you experience great loss, praise the Lord. Even when everyone seems to turn against you, praise the Lord. No matter what happens, praise the Lord. Even when the stock market crashes, praise the Lord. Because our faith is not in the stock market. Our faith is in God and Him alone. So even when, and you fill in the blank, whatever that may be for you, even when the most disastrous thing comes upon your life, praise the Lord. There's a couple of individuals in Scripture that we look at, and they were able to praise the Lord even when. Habakkuk was one of those guys. Some people call it Habakkuk. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but you just follow along, okay? If you like it one way or the other, that's fine with me. So even though, in Habakkuk, the fig trees have no blossoms, there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the field and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. What was taking place in Habakkuk's day was that the nation of Babylon was attacking Jerusalem. And the Babylon was an evil nation. And Habakkuk had some questions. He said, God, why are you allowing an evil nation to come against a nation that you called your own? And God didn't respond. Like, that's my business. Okay. Then it's like, God, why are all of these things happening to us? Why is the crops being failed? Why are the Babylonians coming in and stealing everything? God responds. But in the end, Habakkuk says, regardless of what happens to my nation, whatever happens to my personal effects, I'm going to continue to praise the Lord. You remember Job. He said in 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. In Job 1:20-22, Job arose, tore his robe, shaved his head. You remember the story of Job, how he lost his family, killed. All of his children were killed. His wife was still intact with him, but all of his family was killed. All of his children were killed. Everything that he owned was taken away. He even had began to receive physical problems himself. And his wife said, Job, just curse God and die. And Job said, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, give me a heart like that, right? Give me a heart like that. So praising God during the storm reveals our trust that He is a faithful God. And He, with us praising Him, go ahead to the next slide, please. With us praising Him during the storm, He rewards our faithfulness and trust. Look at Romans 8:28. So Romans 8, are you familiar with that passage? And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. A lot of times we forget that God's working something out. Sometimes we forget that He has made a promise to us that whatever happens, that God can cause it to work out for good. Not only can cause it, He will cause it to work out for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Okay? So we have to trust Him even when we can't see it. We have to trust Him even, especially when we can't see it. We have to trust Him that He's going to work it out for our good. And so when things happen to us that are contrary to our desires and we can't understand what's going on and evil is on every side, we need to find something that we can give God thanks for. We need to find something that we can give Him praise for. We need to find something that we can, in our spirit, we can say, Lord, I bless You. I bless You. I bless You even when this is taking place in my life. Because, and Lord, I'm going to bless You and I'm going to thank You because You're working something good in this situation that I can't see. And I thank You that You're on the throne and nothing is bigger than You. So some of you are going through some trials right now. Some of you are going through some difficulties. I want you to begin thanking the Lord for that. That's what He's saying. Thank the Lord for it. Thank Him in everything. Thank Him in everything. Thank Him for the situation that you find yourself in because He's doing something that only this will accomplish in your life. That's what He's saying. Praising God during the storm reveals our trust that He's a faithful God. And that also can cause the enemy to quake and we can overcome the enemy. In 2 Chronicles 20, 1 through 34, and I'm sorry, I said King Hezekiah, this is Jehoshaphat. Okay, so there were some nations that were coming against Jerusalem. The Ammonites, the Moabites, and other nations were coming against Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat was scared to death. And so he went before the Lord, and he began to pray. So when you get fearful, when you get anxious, this is a good opportunity to seek the Lord's face. Hezekiah began to seek the Lord's face. And Jehoshaphat began to seek the Lord's face. And while he was praying, there was a prophet that came by and said, everything's going to be okay. God's going to deliver you. And because of the word of the Lord, because of the word of the Lord, Jehoshaphat began praising the Lord. And listen, what we need to do is know what God is saying so that we can praise the Lord even in the midst of the storm. Okay? We need to know what, we need to hear what God is saying. What is God saying in this? And let's praise him. Not only did Jehoshaphat start praising him, praising the Lord, but he began to gather his Levites, his singers, his choir together and said, hey, we're going to go into battle. God's going to be victorious, and I want you to be on the front lines. And I want you, choir, to sing praises to the Lord like you've never sung before. I want you, choir, to lift your voices to the Lord because God is giving us the victory. And listen, wherever you are, wherever you are in your personal life, I want you to lift your heart to the Lord, lift your praises to the Lord, because the Lord is giving you the victory. The Lord is giving you the victory. But you will not experience that until you start worshiping him with a whole heart. Okay? So, another thing we find is an individual. You remember Paul and Silas. They were in prison. Praising God during the storm reveals our faith and trust and causes chains to break. They were in prison, in the stocks. They had put their feet in the stock. It was a very uncomfortable position for them to be in. It was not a pleasant place to be. And yet, in the midst of that, they began praising the Lord. And they began worshiping the Lord, even in uncomfortable situation, even when they were in prison for doing the Lord's work, they began praising the Lord anyway. And behold, an angel came and he broke the chains and he broke their bonds and he took their feet out of the stocks and they were free. Many of you are bound up spiritually. Many of you have emotional issues going on in your life. And many of you, the enemy has kind of put a chokehold on you. And what this passage is showing us is, even in the midst of this chokehold, even in the midst of the stronghold, even in the midst of what you feel like the enemy is being victorious, praise him anyway and allow the Lord to break the chains in your heart. Allow the Lord to break the chains in your life. Quit mumbling and grumbling and start praising the Lord for his victorious work in this situation, because that will break the chains. Another situation we find is in, you remember Jericho? Okay. So Joshua and his, it wasn't an army. They didn't have any weapons. Anyway, the people of Israel were going to take the promised land with no weapons. Okay? And they didn't know how they were going to accomplish it. And God said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to march around Jericho 7 times. 6 days, mark around it once. On the 7th day, march around it 7 times. And then on the 7th time that you march around Jericho, I want you to shout. And I want you to blow your trumpets. I want you to praise the Lord. I want you to shout to the Lord for his victory in your life. See, what happens is when we do that thing, walls can come down. Walls can come down. Walls in your relationships can come down. Walls in your own personal life can come down. And so praise the Lord anyway. Shout to him the shout of praise and let the walls come down. And you may have to do it for a while. Don't just try it once or twice. Keep doing it. There was a book I read called The Insanity of God. I would encourage you to read that book if you haven't read it already. And there was a fellow, he gives an illustration of a man, the story of a man who was in prison in Russia. And this fellow is a Christian. He was imprisoned in Russia for being a Christian and for preaching the gospel. And so every day, as often as he could, and find a piece of paper, he would scribble down his praises and memory verses and songs that he remembered, and he would put it on this paper. And outside his cell was a big rock that was always wet. In the wintertime, it was frozen. But he would put that piece of paper on that rock for a testimony to the Lord. And when the guards would see it, they would take him out and they would beat him severely and bring him back to his cell. And every time he found a piece of paper, he would do the same thing. And they would get it. He did this for 18 years. 18 years. He said one day he was walking through the camp and he found a whole piece of paper. And beside it was a pencil. And he began writing really small every scripture verse he could remember, every song that he had learned to offer as a praise to the Lord. And he would put it, he put it on that rock. I forgot to tell you this. He called it a soul song. So every morning he would get up and he would sing his soul song to the Lord. In the midst of 6,000 prisoners, 5,999 were non-Christian. For 18 years, he would sing his soul song to the Lord. He would worship the Lord in his soul song. He'd get beaten for that. But he'd keep worshiping and keep worshiping and keep worshiping for 18 years. When the guards found that whole piece of paper, they took him out and they were going to beat him again. And when they started to take him into the chamber where they beat him, 5,999 prisoners started singing his soul song. And the guards stepped back and said, "What in the world? Who are you?" And then, not long after that, the Lord told this prisoner, he said, I want you to walk out of the prison. And he's thinking, well, if I do so, they're going to shoot me. They're going to kill me. And God said, walk out of the prison. And so he walked out of the prison, guards standing there. It was like they didn't see him. He walked out of the prison. I would encourage you, keep on praising. Even if it takes 18 years, keep on worshiping. Just keep on offering your praises to the Lord. Offer your sacrifice of praise to the Lord. What is your greatest worry right now? What's your greatest stress? Can you give that to the Lord and praise Him even when? Discontentment with God's blessings reveals a lack of faith and robs one of future blessings. I'm sure you remember the children of Israel, and they were, the whole time they were out in the wilderness, 40 years, they were grumbling and griping about something. They had a lot of blessings that the Lord had given them, but Scripture tells us that the Lord led them into the wilderness to test them, to see what was in their heart. And some of you are going through tests right now, okay? And I've discovered that until I pass the test, that either I'm going to have to go through it again. It's not like school nowadays. You just get moved on to the next grade. When the Lord is testing you, you need to pass the test before you can get out of the test. Okay. A lot of times we want the Lord to just take this test from me. I don't want to go through the test. I don't like it. But you will never grow in your relationship with Christ. You will never grow in maturity. God doesn't want you to be an infant all your life. Okay, so you're going to have to put tests. He's going to have to put tests in your life so that you can grow to maturity. The children of Israel did not want to grow. They wanted to grumble. They wanted to complain. It says, your corpses, in verse 29 of Numbers, 14. Your corpses will fall in this wilderness, even all your numbered men, according to your complete number from 20 years old and upward, who have grumbled against me. Did you know that when you grumble and gripe, that you're grumbling against God? Did you know that when you're complaining against God? He has blessed you with all of these blessings. He blessed Israel with all the blessings. And you know they forgot the blessings of the Lord. And they continued to grumble and gripe and said, okay, then I'm not going to allow you to go into the promised land because you're not trusting me. You're not believing me. All you know how to do is grumble, gripe, and complain. Discontentment also robs us of a present joy. You remember Ahab? Ahab was the king of Israel. He was not a very good king. As a matter of fact, he was an evil king. And one day, now, kings have privileges other people don't have, okay? Kings have things. They have furniture. They have things, just a lot of different things that other people don't have. And yet, one day, Ahab says, I want my neighbor's vineyard. His name was Naboth. He said, I want my neighbor's vineyard. And so he went to Naboth and he said, Naboth, can I have your vineyard? I'll trade you my vineyard for your vineyard, or I'll buy it outright. How would you like to do this? And Naboth said, well, that's my family's inheritance and I'm not selling it. That's my family's inheritance. I'm not trading it because that's a gift that God has given us, and I'm not trading God's gift for anything you can give me. I'm not going to. And you know what Ahab did? He got mad and he got sad. He got angry. He got depressed. So much so that he refused to eat. Some people love to have pity parties. Ahab was one of those. So I wrote a poem about pity party. I have a picture on my shelf so I can focus on myself. I have a mirror by my bed so I can feel my head with me, me, me. I've done some things I will mention just to have all the attention. I stomp my feet and slam the door. I throw myself up on the floor. Screaming, crying, throwing a fit, I dig myself a deep, dark pit. I've got it bad, don't you see? I'm all filled up with me, me, me. I'm going to have a pity party. You're all invited to my party. I want to hear you've got it bad. It's no wonder you're so sad. I want to share with you my gloom and let it spread throughout the room. I want to share my misery so you can focus on me, 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 me. I must be honest. I must confess. The world has put me in this mess. The world has caused all my troubles. The world has burst all my bubbles. The world hasn't fulfilled my desire, and now I have this terrible ire. I'm not to blame. It's the world, you see, because they won't focus on me, me, me. There's a lot of people who want pity. And as long as you desire pity, you're not going to experience the joy of the Lord. Ahab was that individual. He just wanted to have a pity party and everybody's focus on him, and he missed out on the joy of the Lord. And if that's where you are, you're going to miss out on the joy of the Lord as well. And Jesus was not one to focus on himself. Oh, by the way, we're going to have a Lord's Supper in just a few minutes, but I want you to have your elements before I go further with this passage. Does everyone have their elements? Does anyone not have? Okay, good. So let me go on. So Jesus was not one to focus on himself. Jesus was one to focus on others. Okay? Now, he praised Father even in the darkest days of his life. Psalm 113 through Psalms 118 were songs that were sung at every Passover. Every Passover. And we don't know who the author of these were, other than the Holy Spirit. And I would encourage you to read these, read the entirety, because there's one of the passages, or one in particular, that, man, it sounds like what Jesus is going to go through as he is being crucified, and the pain and the level that he's going through. But at the Passover, before Jesus was crucified, they celebrated the Passover. And Jesus would have sung these songs with his disciples. And I'm just going to get a few verses out of each one. Blessed, chapter 113, verses 2 and 3. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun and its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. Psalm 115, 9 through 18. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And you who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is your help and your shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. Verse 18, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Psalm 116, 17, I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. Psalm 117, 1 and 2, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people of the earth. For he loves us with unfailing love. The Lord's faithfulness endures forever. Praise the Lord. Psalm 118, 1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. So, while Jesus was in the garden, they had just finished singing these songs at the Passover. And while he was in the garden, I can't help but think that the Holy Spirit was reminding him of the things that he had just sung. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. His faithfulness endures forever. His faithfulness endures forever. I'll praise the Lord at all times. From the beginning of from the dawn till the setting of the sun, I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him. Even in the darkest hour. We can as well. But we have to choose to do it. It has to be something it doesn't come naturally. It becomes out of a volition that I'm going to do this whether I feel like it or not. Don't wait till you feel like it. Because you may never feel like it until you start doing it. And once you start worshiping the Lord in the prison, walls need to come down, chains need to be broken. Not only off you, but off your family. Just praise the Lord anyway. Just praise him anyway. Just praise him anyway, because he is good and he is God and he's on the throne. I want to encourage you this morning, as we take the Lord's Supper, that you praise him anyway. Don't let anyone steal your joy. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. And you receive joy by praising him. You receive joy by serving others. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. So, Lord, we come before you today. We thank you for your sacrifice. And, Lord, that's just so awesome for what you've done for us. And, Lord, we just, our minds can't even conceive sometimes of how great you are and how blessed we are because of what you've done. Lord, forgive us. We're not praising you like we should. Forgive us for our attention to be on me, rather than you. God, I thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, thank you for shedding your blood for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the stripes that you received for us, for the broken body, the blood poured out for our salvation, for our healing, for our spiritual well-being, for our emotional well-being, for our physical well-being. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. In Jesus' holy name, amen. So Jesus, when he was with the disciples, he took the bread, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." And then he said, "Eat of my body." Then he took the cup, and he said, "This is my blood, just spilled for you. Take and drink all of it." Lord, thank you what you've done for us. And Lord, there's some today who need a different mindset. And Lord, that can only come with a decision. It's not something that just happens to us. We have to make decisions. And so Lord, I'm asking you today, Lord, there are some today who are going through difficulties, struggles, trials, problems with family members. And Lord, I pray that today the decision would be made that I'm going to praise you regardless. Like Habakkuk said, if there's no cattle in the stall, if there's no fruit on the vine, if there's no figs on the trees, if it's all barren, I'm going to praise you anyway and trust you to do what's best in my life because you're good. Because you're God, because you're on the throne, and because you care about me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to have a time of invitation, and maybe you need to come and speak with me about something. Maybe something's on your heart. You need just somebody to come along beside you. I'll be here at the front. Matt will be at the back. Let's stand together as we sing. Maybe you want to come and just kneel at the front here and get your heart right with the Lord. Oh.
my glory, you're the lifter of my head.
Jesus.
in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I'll let my words be few, Jesus, I am so
the Lord. I'm going to give you a 10-minute break, and we'll go back in here for our business meeting, and I'll see you in about 10 minutes. Okay? Would you bless us as we depart?
He, the Lord, make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee, and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance on thee and give thee peace.
God bless y'all.
Well, hello. Hello.